This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
When you order one of those, you're going to get something that nobody else has. Sure, there's plenty of others in the same shape. But it will be unique because they don't keep them in stock. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Not senile at all, Joe Biden inarticulately joined the Take All the Guns chorus the other day. Joining the rest of the socialists and the socialists light, and the fake Indians who make up the Democrat slate in thinking we'll just hand over our arms because they're wanting us to. There are good arguments against their position, including not wanting to rip our country apart with a bunch of Waco redos, but I don't argue unless there's some money involved in it, and I especially don't argue about my gun rights since they're not up for debate. If I were to argue over the right to keep and bear arms, my position would be simple. 50% of my argument would consist of the naughty word the media squeeze over Beto now uses when babbling about disarming us, plus the word you. You know what I'm talking about? The elite, including their pet media, are no longer lying about how they're not going to take our guns. They've given up that pretense altogether. They are now all in on disarming you. And, you know, we don't need to worry that Trump's going to roll over on this because that would be political suicide. And a harakiri movie that would leave his family at the mercy of the Democrat Department of Justice, who will no doubt be much less picky with his people about who they charge with crimes than they have been with the Democrat faves. However, there are weak-hearted GOP congressmen and senators who would love to surrender because that's what the squishies who read the New York Times and respect it do. They need to fear our electoral wrath. They need to know that we will destroy them at the ballot box if they allow their cowardice to bring our country to the brink of chaos by empowering the same folks who brought you Spygate, who let pantsuits skate, you know, prosecute millions of normal Americans for crimes that are legal acts today and that the Constitution says are our natural rights. So it comes down to no gun bans ever. You feel me? But you can argue about gun rights if you want to. Here are some suggestions, but forget those suggestions. I prefer the threat of the total political destruction of those who would betray us. That's not because our arguments are weak. Our arguments are ironclad. But because arguments mean nothing anymore since the goal of the gun grabbers is not enacting good policy. If it were, they wouldn't be targeting law-abiding people like you. Nor would they have tolerated decades of bloodbaths in every Democrat big city. They would have unleashed the cops to bust the drug dealing and the gangbanging scumbags who wander about loose today because the liberals in charge simply do not care about the scores of dead in the inner city. The citizens of the inner city are just sacrificed. There's no good faith argument to be had because our gooey elite, supported by the Ahoy Division of the Frito-Con submissives, eager to once again receive their ration of establishment table scraps, don't care about facts. They don't care about reason. They already have their objective, and they aren't going to let bourgeois conceits like evidence and rights get in their way. They want power. And they want to demonstrate their power over those of us that they consider to be knuckle-dragging, cisgender Jesus people who work for a living, like you, by taking away a right that is central to our conception of ourselves as an American citizen. Guns are not just a mechanical device. They're a representation of your power to protect yourself and your family, and your power to remove a tyrannical government. Taking that from you allows them the delightful opportunity to rub your face in your own submission, and it puts you in your place. Then there's also the practical value of depriving you of the power to remove a tyrannical government, since that's what they aspire to enact. Because disarmed, you're at their mercy, and as the history of left-wing governments teaches, they have no mercy for you or the likes of you. We hear a lot about how our position that citizens owning guns can be a remedy for a government that decides to ignore the consent of the governed. That's crazy talk. That's crazy spoken by crazy people. Except it's the notion that 100, 120, 150 million armed citizens is powerless. That's the crazy thing. And what's even crazier is the notion that our blazing dumpster of a ruling class could never, ever, at some point, require some kinetic citizen feedback. The idea that we would consider something kinetic against them makes them stammer, but we elites always mean the best for you, and we wish to rule you for your own good and your best interests in mind in Iraq and the Wall Street collapse and Obamacare and Jeffrey Epstein and yada, 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 yada. Yeah, they got our backs. It's in their sights. Our elite is garbage, and everything they say is a lie, and it's a scam. You just need to look around and be willing to see the truth. At home, we have a deep state that shamelessly runs a dual-track justice system, one for the connected and one for you. And if you get uppity, it comes down on you. Look at the IRS scandal and look at what they've done to anyone helping Trump. Then look at how those within the elite skip out on accountability. I bet if we disarm, all of that will change and they'll start respecting our rights and stuff, right? You have a media that lies to you and tries to demolish your history in order to undermine the moral foundation of your right to participate in your own governance and to live as you see fit. And what does the royal caste think of us? Take a glance at social media, and before you get so disgusted you need to run to the shower with the crappy low-flow showerhead that they imposed upon you as a sacrifice to their angry weather goddess, you'll see how our betters are intent on limiting what you can say, think, and do. And those are the nice ones. The less circumspect ones will happily tweet about how they want you dead. No problems there. All you got to do is look around the country right now. Right now, in Hong Kong, the Chai Coms are in the process of breaking their word about letting Hong Kong be free. But the socialists here will totally respect your rights once they take power, especially if you are disarmed and defenseless. My pet unicorn Chet is willing to bet his liberty on it. But I'm not. So, do you think that even for a second that a Supreme Court appointed by Warren, or not Mrs. Willie Brown or that insufferable furry Tex Kennedy would hesitate to find that the First Amendment has hidden exceptions for hate speech? And they would find the Second Amendment means you can't have any weapons at all. They can infringe all they like. So take a look around you. Take a look at England. Take a look at Hong Kong. And then get yourself the weapons you need to be a complete American citizen. And stand by. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at BoydsGunstocks.com. Now then, we're told two things about law enforcement. We're told that they should be the only ones that have guns, and we're told that they will take care of you. That's what the gun grabbers tell us. But let me ask you a question. Do they actually have a duty to protect you, me, anybody? Why are the police cruisers of many police departments emblazoned with the motto to protect and serve? In 2005, the Supreme Court ruled that police do not have a duty to protect anyone. So does that make it official and final? In 2018, disgraced ex-deputy Scott Peterson, one of the several deputies who decided not to intervene while a lone sociopath was slaughtering unarmed people in Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, was sued. And U.S. District Judge Beth Bloom dismissed the lawsuit on the grounds that police have no duty to protect anyone. So Bloom agreed with the Supreme Court ruling on that issue. So that makes it final, right? Peterson got off scot-free, you might say. Or did he? See, departments have policies and states have laws, and we're told all the time that we're a nation of laws, yeah? So, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, according to an investigation they did, Peterson, who had he was unlawfully permitted to retire while still under investigation, he was arrested in connection with the unlawful acts he committed at the high school on February 14, 2018. He now faces 11 charges, including dereliction of duty, but wasn't he exonerated by Judge Bloom, who found that he had no duty to protect anybody? Bloom dismissed the lawsuit, but Peterson broke the law. The court said Peterson had no duty to protect anybody, but the law says he was required to intervene. This is interesting. The executives and the statutes disagree with the jurists here. Now, the Supreme Court has their own police force called the Supreme Court Police Department. I never would have thought that. And the Supreme Court police officers are primarily responsible for protecting the Chief Justice, the Associate Justices, building occupants, and the court's building and grounds. Police officers of the Supreme Court Police Department are responsible for protecting people. They're primarily protecting the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court ruled that they have no duty to protect anybody. That's interesting, isn't it? How does one classify this apparent dichotomy? Could we imagine that police officers of the Supreme Court Police Department who failed to protect justices of the Supreme Court could plead not guilty in court if charged with dereliction of duty in case they did not intervene, while the justices of the Supreme Court were being slaughtered by an armed sociopath? If Judge Bloom were at some point appointed as a justice, and if she were attacked by an armed sociopath, would she suddenly have a change of opinion on the issue of whether police have a duty to protect anybody? Chapter 943 of Florida statutes clarifies that all law enforcement officials have a primary responsibility to detect and prevent crime. So it would appear that police, upon realizing that people are being slaughtered, that should be a trigger, if you will. They should then be required by statute to prevent that crime from proceeding, because it is a crime to shoot and kill people in Florida. But the Supreme Court and Beth Bloom say they do not have such a duty. So, when the law specifies the police must act in a specific manner, but the jurists say police do not have to act in that manner, are we supposed to bow to the whims of the jurists at that point? Scott Peterson stands charged for violation of law in connection with refusing to do as law requires police officers to do. Why were the other police officers there? Why have they not been charged, as was Scott Peterson, for violating the same laws during the same mass shooting, during which they also refused to attempt to prevent the crime the statutes required them to try to prevent? That's an interesting question, huh? Now, here's the problem. This conflict, it tickles me to realize that here is an absolute example of the Supreme Court making a ruling on something that actually can't be allowed to stand. Think about what I just said. Florida has passed laws stating that you will intervene. Now, that has nothing to do with the fact that you do not have to protect. You know, the Supreme Court can say, well, you don't have to protect anybody at all. But in Florida, they passed a statute that said you have to intervene. Now, are these dueling? Can these coexist together? What does this mean? I want to know. I have never been one who sits around and says, I can't wait for the Supreme Court to handle this. I can't wait, you know, because that's nine people. The Supreme Court is an indicator. Whenever the Supreme Court has to decide something, that means the politicians we elected failed, or they didn't do something constitutional or something. And, you know, we should be, you know, just chewing until our lips turn red from the blood. But we don't. We sit back and, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg gets some T-shirts made for her and all that other fun stuff. We idolize them and we think all these things. And in the meantime, we need to be looking at this example and saying to ourselves, how do they rectify this? How do they put this to bed? How do they come up with a solution for this? Because that's an answer we need to know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper says they have not received any reports of any serious injuries or death in the state following Hurricane Dorian. Speaking in Raleigh, Cooper says Dorian has finally left his state, but it has left a path of destruction on Ocracoke Island.
Currently, the island has no electricity, and many homes and buildings are still underwater. Communications experts, law enforcement, and a medical strike team have been transported there, and a search and rescue team is on the way.
The Fed Reserve is not forecasting or expecting a recession. During a conference in Switzerland on Friday, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says policymakers expect continued moderate growth in coming months Meanwhile, new figures from the Labor Department show 130,000 jobs were added in the month of August, while unemployment remains at an all-time low of 3.7%. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. You know, in the time of our founders, there were more advancements for weapons than any other, arguably even more than the era of World War II. They understood the importance of a well-armed civilian population being necessary to the free state, often pointing out themselves that a tyrant has never been able to take over an armed population. Their Pennsylvania rifles were supreme to the British Brown Bess muskets, and that is what secured our independence and the birth of America. To pretend that these very intelligent men could not foresee the invention of the AR-15 or something similar is ignorant. So, these five weapon types held the technology and laid the foundation for the modern firearms we see today. Each was conceived and used before the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791. Number one, the blunderbuss. It's actually from the Dutch word dunderbuss, which translates to thunderpipe in English. And they were developed in the early 16th century. And they were nasty weapons with widespread uses, but were meant for close-range shooting and were essentially the first-generation shotgun. These crowd-controlling weapons shot whatever shrapnel could be stuffed into the barrel, One shot fired into a crowded area could easily kill and maim multiple people instantly. Blunderbuss-type pistols were standard weapons of naval personnel to protect their private ships during the Golden Age of Piracy after the Spanish Wars, and they varied in size. Thomas Jefferson owned and loved several blunderbusses. Then there's the puckle gun. This is the one you need to remember, because the puckle gun was one of the first machine guns, with the first prototype revealed in 1717, and worked much like a flintlock manual revolver, but in a much larger scale. There were different variations, some firing square bullets and others round ones, but each bullet contained roughly 16 small balls. The large machine had between 6 and 9 cylinders, which would be detached to reload. Historians claim they weren't very popular since the weapon required more than one person to operate, and a heavy tripod base was needed, making it too cumbersome to carry into any military confrontation. And there's no way to be certain how many were actually produced for private ownership, since gunsmiths then customized weapons on a customer basis. Some English records indicate there was at least one that was used to defend the Tower of London. Then there's hand mortars. Now, when they get out there and they say, well, you know, they never conceived of this. Well, I never conceived of a hand mortar. This was the predecessor to the modern grenade launcher. This was developed in the 1500s, and they were used with increased popularity into the 16th and 17th centuries. They typically shot a projectile up to 100 yards, which then exploded and blew shrapnel at people using a fuse system. Barrels had very large bores and were usually short, between 2 and 4 inches, although some records indicate that a few were manufactured with up to 13-inch barrels. Interestingly, some models utilized a dual barrel for a typical musket shot as well as a hand mortar, much like the AR-15, or more to the point, the M4 with the M203 grenade launcher mounted underneath it. Barrels were packed down on a charge base with some sort of ammunition, usually whatever was on hand, like glass or ceramic or even canvas, and then secured with either a flint lock or a wheel lock while ready to be, until it was ready to be used. Rifled long guns. This was a big revolution. In the earliest part of the 18th century, Americans began mass producing the highly demanded gun that changed history forever, the rifled long gun. These firearms married two different concepts, the short rifled barrels of German firearms and the long smoothbore barrels of the muskets common at the time. The result was a long and rifled barrel gun that increased the range and accuracy of each shot tremendously, and they became the gun of choice for the American revolutionists. At the Battle of King's Mountain in 1780, a colony fully armed with these rifled guns were outnumbered, but the superior weapon led to a complete victory for the Patriot militia. This battle would change the outcome of the war and ensure American victory and eventually our independence from Great Britain. Then there was the pepper box revolver. Now, this wasn't some small gun able to be used as the first concealed carry, but it was also the first repeater. And they used several chambers. They had 6 chambers and 6 barrels, with each having its own individual percussion cap and ball. Shooter would manually rotate to the next chamber around a center axis, which gave the pistol at least 6 shots, which was pretty radical in the days of single-shot revolvers, single-shot firearms. They were first produced as early as the 1500s. They used a matchlock system where the shooter would have to light each chamber by match in order to fire. By the late 1700s, the flintlock revolver was perfected. A Belgium gunmaker made a 24-shot pepperbox revolver that took 40 minutes to load and only seconds to empty. And they didn't just fire small rounds. They fired up to 44 caliber balls and could be the length of a regular musket. They were immensely popular and became obsolete only in the 1870s when Colt first introduced cartridges with the Peacemaker model. The founding fathers knew that guns would continue to evolve, and they put no limitations when they easily could have. In fact, they specified that any limitation would be an infringement on this right of citizens. Privateers were allowed weapons of war, like cannons and Gatling guns, to protect their property, and at times even lease them to the government. even the newly established United States of America, when threats to the infant government were raised, like Shays' Rebellion in 1786, Congress still refused to put a single limitation on the right to possess firearms. Guns both then and now were only as useful as the person behind them, running them, wielding them, because firearms needed less training time compared to the bow and arrow or melee weapons to be effective. Framers knew how imperative firearms were as an equalizer. So the Old West adage, God created man and Sam Colt made them equal. Well, yeah, that's correct. That's absolutely correct. So whenever they get out there and, you know, I just gave you some examples. So the next time somebody says, well, that was all about muskets, wasn't it? Well, there was a lot more going on than muskets, like the hand mortar. When I saw that, the whole reason I decided to tell you that was when I heard about the hand mortar. And now that would actually be considered a weapon of war, wouldn't it? Mass casualties coming out of it with one shot and all that other stuff. A weapon of mass destruction, perhaps? And yet, that was in fashion. And the gun grabbers would tell you, well, this is all you're really supposed to have. This is all they had at the time. This is all you're supposed to have. So maybe we should just, make some hand mortars. Anybody need any hand mortars? I don't know. Hey, listen, we're going to be right back. Just want to have a little fun with the gun grabbers before the weekend starts. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, we saw the presumption of innocence under assault during the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And it's under assault now with the consideration of so-called red flag laws after the rampage killings in Dayton and El Paso and Odessa. These laws would allow authorities to disarm law-abiding people on the basis that it had been somehow determined that they are an unstable threat to themselves and to society, despite the fact that they passed a background check to buy that gun. This determination could be made based on reports from vengeful former spouses, ex-girlfriends and boyfriends, former co-workers, hostile neighbors, just about anybody with a grievance, even by governmental agencies pushing a gun control agenda. We are assured that the gun owner guilty of no crime can pursue what is laughingly called due process and petition the judge to have his legally purchased firearm returned to him by proving to a judge he's not crazy or dangerous. Except we're not told how you do that. Just how can a state have a red flag law infringing on a federal and national right established by the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which says the right to keep and bear arms should not be infringed? You know, it predates the government. So, which part of shall not be infringed do red flag law advocates not understand? As noted at News Target, that's a process that could take weeks or even months. And in the meantime, you and your family are left defenseless to the world. Plus, there's no guarantee that a court will find that you're not a threat and authorize police to give you back your guns. Maybe the judge is a judicial activist who hates the Second Amendment on principle. Or, red flag laws are unconstitutional prior restraint laws that violate our basic civil rights. What's particularly alarming is that to take away a person's Second Amendment rights, Such laws violate the protections found in the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution, including the 14th as well. And all that based on an unnamed person's secret allegation that someone else might do something dangerous to themselves or others in the future. The person accused of being dangerous has no notice there, you know, there's a problem until the police show up pre-dawn with guns drawn and confiscate the accused's firearms. The accused is not given due process to defend himself or herself in court from the accusation for weeks or months after the confiscation. It's up to the accused to prove that he or she is not dangerous. Until such proof is provided to the court's satisfaction, the guns are not returned. And this could drag on for months, years, or indefinitely. Now, this isn't the first time gun control advocates have used red flags to disarm law-abiding people. El Paso and Dayton are part of a series of shootings blamed on guns and not on the undeniable presence of both evil and mental illness in the world. No one advocates that the mentally ill should be able to legally buy a gun. But the effort should be on reporting, flagging, and institutionalizing these unfortunates, not on disarming the law-abiding. And it should also include a path back for them to become a fully whole citizen in the United States. Now, the Obama administration has already tried to use mental health as a means, not to make us safer, but to deny us our gun rights under the Second Amendment. Obama selected Dr. Vivek Murthy, remember him, to be our Surgeon General, someone who firmly believed that gun control is a health issue, a means to gut our Second Amendment rights. Investors Business Daily editorialized during his confirmation process. The 37-year-old Murthy is president and co-founder of the anti-gun group Doctors for America, which advocates Obamacare and gun control laws. His group, which has been dubbed Docs versus Glocks, has pushed Congress to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Doctors for America has promoted the invasion of privacy by doctors by advocating to ask patients if they have guns at home, including asking children if their parents own guns. You would have doctors counsel their patients against exercising their Second Amendment rights. You have to wonder how private that information would remain if entered into the medical records of the government. And everybody would be privy to this under Obamacare. Then back in 2013, a piece of legislation called Toomey Manchin proposed that doctors be allowed to unilaterally place a patient's name in the background check system in a way that violated the patient doctor confidentiality, as well as the Second Amendment right. Did you know that about Toomey Manchin? Toomey Manchin proposal contains a provision that lets a doctor add a patient to the NICS without ever telling the patient he or she has been added. This would seem to violate doctor-patient confidentiality, due process, and the presumption of innocence in one fell swoop. As the Heritage Foundation reports, this gun control legislation eliminates any HIPAA privacy protection for mental health records in connection with the NICS system, leaving only what privacy protection the Attorney General cares to provide. The Obama administration's idea of keeping guns out of the hands of the mentally ill is based on a bizarre and discriminatory definition of who might be mentally unstable. So, like vets in the Veterans Administration, they were warned that they might be declared mentally incompetent and denied their Second Amendment right unless they could prove otherwise. And, let's see, a determination of incompetency will prohibit you from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting a firearm or ammunition. If you knowingly violate any of these prohibitions, you may be fined, imprisoned, or both pursuant to the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act. While mental health is a factor in the current gun control debate, and recent mass shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, and Aurora, Colorado, and elsewhere have in common the questionable mental state of the shooters, to single out returning vets from Iraq and Afghanistan this way was unconscionable and unconstitutional. Obama then tried to move on to Social Security. That would have been 4 million people, but it was about 200,000 veterans and about 4 million people just put on it as a means, if you will, to take away their gun rights. And don't kid yourself. Now, most of these people were probably not even interested at that part of their in that part of their life of owning guns. But it's sort of like the kiosks where they, you know, where you or the self-checkout line. The self-checkout lines are put in there to see if you'll use them. They're not there to make it more convenient for you. If you use a self-checkout line, you're making it, you're making the bottom line for that company better because you're not getting a discount on anything you're buying, but you are checking yourself out. It may be faster, it may be more expeditious, but you're actually helping their bottom line. And they try to herd you that way, don't they? Yeah, they're always trying to, well, the self-checkout is open if you would like. They were trying to do the largest gun grab in history. It's 4.2 million people they were trying to put on the NICS system as prohibited people. So this has been tried. But here's the thing. You, me, everybody, we all deserve the presumption of innocence and sanity. Stripping away a Second Amendment right in the name of the mental health would be a gross injustice. It would not make anybody safer. But it merely creates millions of unarmed victims for the next shooter with an agenda. And the left knows that. They're counting on that. Because they can use that for, that's the next crisis. We're always looking for the next crisis. Yeah. So. Coming up next. We should be joined by Dean Weingarten as we finish out the week. Just to talk over what's been going on in the world of Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.